from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Were you ever hard?
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'm telling you what, right now, before anybody thinks differently, I know what you're going to think. Oh, I know why Stymie's in a good mood. Oh, Stymie's in a good mood because Klay Thompson wants out of here.
Yay!
Oh, Stymie's in a good mood because the Giants, they lost 2 of 3 to a terrible Angels team.
Damn.
Oh, I know why Stymie's in a good mood because Brandon Ayuk says the 49ers don't want him. What a great day for Stymie. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with that, Goo.
What does that have to do with, partner?
Your boy played a good round of golf yesterday.
Yeah.
Just put it that way. And when you get to be my age, there's really not a lot left except playing a good round of golf.
On Father's Day.
Thank you.
And tell you want a little side chicken, too. You start gambling. 80, time is money.
81 for your boy.
Now,
Paradise
dude,
Valley.
That might be your best
Fairfield.
Since the 6 years we've been together. Tell me the last
it's
time you broke an 81.
Oh, boy.
That's damn near 79.
It was one of my best rounds.
Wow.
In probably top 10, 15 round of all time.
Good job,
all
baby.
Right. Woo, man. We got a lot. You want to... I'm sorry.
The YouTube chat is back up, so I'm happy.
Okay.
I'm back. We back, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I feel like, then Stiney's selfish. He told everybody about his great weekend. You want to just talk?
I had a great weekend.
Good.
Spending with my dad and my family from Texas, Aunt Stamphaline and Clark and everybody, Cecily. So they were in town. We showed them around, had a good time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I watched Rory choke. We all watched that together. I did that for effect, but even Evan said it. He choked too. And you were okay with it. You didn't fight. You're growing. Those were two bunnies. We'll get to it. Are there bunnies in golf? Those were two bunnies.
It's gotta make them.
All right.
You gotta make them. Man, so we got done with the show at 2 o'clock. And we're just trying to relax.
Yeah.
We don't get away from work often, but we try to get away on a Friday, just for a couple hours. We couldn't even do that. When did the boss send you that text?
4:35 Friday.
Right, so I was long gone.
Yeah. No, you were there.
I was long gone.
Boy, you were out of there. It was just Evan and I.
So the boss sends us a text at 4:30 that Klay Thompson has unfollowed the Warriors, and apparently he's deleted some photos of him and teammates.
Everything Warrior-related.
I'm out.
Dude,
well, what do you think?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think. In this new world we live in, where I believe athletes communicate via their social media. They share with you what they're feeling. And what I do know is I'm going Dick Tracy here, Steiny. The beginning of the year, Klay Thompson put up the great Tupac, Me Against the World. I believe that was how he felt about his team, where he was at in his career, and how did the year start off for him? It wasn't that great. We all felt like he was fighting, and the great Klay Thompson, the warrior that he is and has been, shared with us what was going on upstairs. So, for the people that saw the Tupac Me Against the World, that wasn't a good thing. And he ended up telling us what was going on. Okay? I'm telling you, we just discussed Klay Thompson ad nauseum Friday before this. And this is my last stab at it. I believe Klay Thompson got a number for his representation from the Warriors. He didn't like it. He felt slighted. And in that moment of motion and feeling, he went to IG to erase pictures that he sit next to Steph Curry and the trophy from 2 years ago, everything Warrior related. So to me, he's mad. I think he's mad at the money that they're offering is not what he's trying to, what he wants. And my last caveat is, I want Klay to remain a Warrior. I told you all that Friday, but if somehow he remains a Warrior, Steiny, I will retire IG being something people communicate with. So I was telling Lucas out there, Lucas, like, it might not be anything. No, when you do this and you're the talk of the world, because it blew up, it's still blowing up, you're telling people the scorecard reads, I'm upset with my team, and a guy like myself from Union City, California, Steiny, has to believe he's mad at what they're not offering.
It's hard for me to disagree with you. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you accomplish or what you don't accomplish when you do that on social media. Real quick, because this is where, and I'll be honest.
Don't go ahead.
I don't, this whole social media part of an athlete is a weakness of mine.
It's a weakness of all, I'm guessing.
No, what I'm saying is, what athletes do we know of who unfollow their own team, and are they here or not anymore?
Debo, you know what I mean? Samuel did it when he requested to trade.
So he's still here.
Yeah, they call it scrubbing your social.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't Kyler Murray do something like that?
He did that. Great call.
Okay, and he's back with Arizona.
Good call.
Trying to think who else. I'm sure there's many.
They'll let us know. Good call, though.
But I can't disagree with you. My first thought was, okay, he unfollows the Warriors. That means something. It means he's annoyed. He's pissed. He's angry. Can we agree he doesn't like the direction that things are going in?
No doubt about it.
Listen, if you want to call in at 888-957-9570 and say this is much ado about nothing, you may end up being right. I have no idea.
But it made noise, right?
No
doubt.
It
made noise.
Klay Thompson doesn't do that to not make noise.
So Uncle Looney said he thinks Klay's agent may have told him, and I'm thinking about it, I would play that card, go do that, so we could kind of, you know, make the spotlight ours or put the onus on the Warriors if you believe that could have any impact. But, dude, this thing, and then Draymond's there to say, I just want Dre sometimes to sit one out. This ain't your baby. This is Klay. And he goes, this is about nothing.
Well, let me hear it.
Yeah. Well,
I saw Draymond had said something about Klay on following the Warriors. And actually, when I heard Draymond said something about it, I thought to myself, there's nobody I'd like to hear from least about this certain situation than Draymond Green. Unfortunately, that's not the way it goes in this business.
I know all of you were probably looking forward to me talking about Klay on following the Warriors and deleting some IG posts or something. I had no idea that happened. I think it's hilarious. Just so y'all know, I laugh when I logged on here and Jackson's like, yo, so what about Klay? I'm like, what? Like, what happened? He's like, oh, he unfollowed the Warriors. I think that's comical. I know you all be wanting like somebody feelings to be hurt or something. It ain't that. Ain't never going to be that. That's hilarious.
Okay, it's hilarious, but you didn't address why he did it or why you think he might have done. Okay, it's funny.
It wasn't hilarious when you had to have dinner with the owner to get your contract? Like, why are you speaking of, how can you say, I think it's hilarious?
What?
And this dude's 10 years up in the balance, and he might be mad, and you sit there and say that, let me stop. Like,
no.
That bothers me.
Well, of all the words to use, why was it hilarious?
Exactly!
I think it was hilarious that Clay didn't have any pictures of Draymond to scrub.
Wow. I'll leave that there. Wow.
888-957-9570 is the number. We heard the news at about 4:30 on Friday that Klay Thompson unfiled the Warriors. He deleted some pictures of he and teammates on social media. And it's kind of on the heels of us talking about him a lot on Friday. And I think, you know, somebody...
This is... Wow! It's not good to me, Steiny.
I think, essentially, that the Warriors don't want Klay back at the number that he's sniffing. Yeah. That's what I think. And
I hope you're wrong.
But I get that. I think that's really what's going on here. I think the Warriors now, and I think Klay, in a way, by doing that, look, there's two narratives can happen. If Klay leaves, he either leaves and we see for how much and we say, well, it's understandable. Klay, go get your money. We couldn't give you $32 million a year over 3 years. Or Klay Thompson's gone to the Orlando Magic for 3 years and $60 million.
Then at that point,
we say, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe the Warriors didn't want him back. And my feeling is, I think the Warriors can live with Klay walking as long as it doesn't look like they screwed him.
Right.
That's what the Warriors have to avoid.
You hit that home. You nailed that Friday. I thought about it driving home after we hooked up, and I feel that way today. But is it fair for me to believe, Steiny, and only asses assume, but is it fair for me to assume maybe there was a, you know, you ever go to a business meeting or watch a movie about the big, and they write a number down on the napkin and they just slide it over.
Okay.
I feel like the Warriors did that to Klay and his team, and Klay didn't like that number. Now, if that number were to get out, then we would be, you know, then the Warriors could, God, you guys lowballed Klay, or you could be right. And this is what I don't want to have happen, but some are clamoring for it. The Warriors got to put on their big boy pants and say, Klay, we love you, but we're on to the next. And maybe this is the start of that. But again, for him on a Friday to not know the impact and the scuttlebutt that was going to come with the storm of you unfollowing Klay, the Warriors, and then me seeing the pictures that you just took down of you instead. I got lightweight emotional, no tears, but I'm like, where's this thing going?
Let me ask you this. I know that we're not pro athletes. We don't make the money they make, and they don't deal in the real world like we do. But just hypothetically, if you were a free agent right now,
yeah,
and you were down on Nahegan and that, would you unfollow Odyssey and take down pictures of me and you together?
I wouldn't. And I'm saying that, and I mean it, Steiny, to my core. And Klay, I love you, so don't take this the wrong way, because it's not you doing it. It's just this new era of individuals, youngsters, guys that are a different era than us, Steiny. They call that fake kicking it. And I don't like to send subliminals when I can just tell the people or the parties at hand how I'm really feeling and when I got to do that. I don't like playing that game. Let me take it down to, like, what if I left a chat? What would you guys think? You, not that you would care, but I believe you, Spadoni, and Evan would be like, Goo must be feeling some. Who pissed him off?
Right.
Why would Goo leave the chat without knowing? So I wouldn't do that, Steiny. And everybody's going to go, come on, Goo, you would. I wouldn't, because at the end of the day, reality is going to set on I do wed. Is that it?
What?
What's the part of the wedding vow?
I do.
Yeah, it was I do, but...
I do thee wed.
Yeah, there you go.
I do thee wed.
Until death do us part.
When the preacher reads it to you, yeah.
Right. All you got to do is repeat it. Even if you don't believe it, just repeat it, and you're still going to be okay.
But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Now, this is on, and I'm not picking on somebody who may be trolling.
Okay.
But this is from the Xfinity Mobile text line. Your Clay gossip is so boring. Okay, this fair is, enough. Is wow. this gossip?
No!
If you want to call in here at 888-957-9570 and say, guys, this is not a big deal, I'm willing to listen to that. But we're not making anything up. Clay Thompson did something, and listen, you know your boy Matt Steinmetz. I don't mind being provocative at all.
Yeah.
But when Clay Thompson unfollows the Warriors and takes down pictures of he and his teammates, I don't care what you think, that's provocative.
No doubt.
That makes you think. And maybe he will be a Warrior a month from now.
Let's hope.
And
I'm hoping.
All be forgiven. But I got to believe if you've watched Clay Thompson for the last 12 years, this is a little bit surprising. To me, it is. I would have thought if Clay were down about the way he thought the direction was going, I don't know. He'd just keep it to himself and let the chips fall. And at the end of the free agent period, when he decides, he'll talk about it. But I don't know. Big deal or not, Warrior fans, 888-957-9570. I also think this might be a way for Clay to get out in front of it a little bit.
Now, what do you mean by that? Well, out in front?
Well, with people now know they don't. People don't know anything about the way the negotiation's going, except they know now that Clay might be upset. So why is he upset? Well, he might be getting lowballed.
Yeah.
Why would the Warriors lowball him? Well, we don't know they're lowballing him. But why is Clay upset? Well, maybe they are lowballing him. Why would they lowball a champion? Well, because he's not the player he was. But they didn't lowball Draymond Green. Different time. I mean, I think it's all fair discussion right now when you talk about the Warriors and kind of where they're going. And I don't know what direction they're going.
Yeah, and add me to that list. But I'm not mad at Dub Nation, the ones that say maybe we're pushing an agenda, we're making something out of nothing. Stoney, we don't do that. But I'm hugging you through the microphone right now because what it is emotion. You don't want Clay to leave. We don't know what's going on, and you don't want to deal with the reality that he subliminally is telling you how he feels about his relationship with the organization. And as I left you and Evan Friday, I thought about this. As quickly as that news broke and spread, that's as quick as they could have said, you know what, Clay Thompson's coming back. We signed him at this number. You know what I mean? Like, that could have, that's how fast it can happen, and it's not happening. And then now, all of a sudden, we have something to look at, regardless of, you know, what you believe in. He might be upset, and I don't think he's happy. And the last thing, Evan he got me thinking. You know, Draymond, you could have easily said, I'm going back to you because you're supposed to be a leader. You are too damn smart with your words. You know about this. How come you couldn't have just said, I called Steiny. I called Clay. I think this is hilarious. But to say, I just think this is hilarious, like, that's badly. It just, like, dude, do you hear yourself aloud?
I
think this is dude's tenure with the team and negotiation is up in the air and you're saying you think it's hilarious. Please add, I called Clay. I think it's hilarious. Like that's the stuff that I didn't know I was going to feel this way, but it's whack.
Well, it's funny. Before the show, obviously I knew we were going to talk about Clay because it's been a weekend and we didn't get to address it on Friday. And then I was talking to Evan and I said, oh, wait, I saw we have a sound sheet with all the sound for the weekend. And I looked and it said Draymond Green on Clay scrubbing social media. And I was like, oh, Draymond said something. I mean, and then it hit you. Of course he did.
Of course.
But then I listened to it and that's the first time I listened to it 5 minutes ago. And I'm thinking, what a strange, I'm with you, Goo. What was that?
Wow.
Like, what was that?
Nobody commented on your situation at all.
Really
and
strange.
And your private dinners. Hey, I get it. I had your back. Go get your chicken. But for you just to say, I think it's what's hilarious? That one of your brothers might depart?
Sham Sharania of The Athletic. He had this report early this morning about Clay and what's going on with Clay Thompson. Might have been over the weekend, but it was very recent.
This is something we've been talking about for months. For the first time in his career, really, Klay Thompson, I'm told, is open to all external options in free agency coming up. He intends to test free agency. We know the Warriors want him back. They offered him an extension before the start of the season. They're going to see if there can be a deal that gets done, but he's going to be there in the marketplace seeking offers elsewhere. Couldn't Orlando step up? What team out there could step up for Klay Thompson? That is going to be the big question, but the Warriors will stay in touch with him and see exactly where he's going to end up going. If he does leave the Warriors, that call with Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, that's going to be the most difficult call Klay Thompson's made, possibly ever.
Well, I mean, when he talks to Draymond, it'll just be hilarious.
Wow.
It'll just be hilarious. The one thing, first of all, and listen, Sham Sharani is money. He's great. I really think he's phenomenal. But there was no news here. We know he's testing the free agent market.
Thank you.
I mean, he's a free agent. Now, I guess what Sham's meant by that is now Sham Sharani is willing to bet it all that Klay will not be re-signed by the Warriors before free agency starts. Yeah. So, in theory, if Klay were to re-sign with the Warriors before free agency, then he's never really been a free agent. But the fact that he's not most likely going to sign an extension. You know, the other thing out there, and it's a line that we've all kind of thrown it around, but I got to know what people really think. And if they think it's this cut and dried, because I don't. Sham said, we know this. We know the Warriors want him back. I'm sorry. That's too broad a statement. And I'm not coming down his road.
No, we all say stupid stuff.
I not stupid. But I don't think we do know.
Yeah.
I think they want Klay back on their terms.
No doubt about it.
I don't think they want Klay back on his terms. And I think there's a difference right now. You cannot... This is not as if Steph Curry became a free agent 2 years ago and Steph's getting it. No, you give him the money and he's here. But clearly, the Warriors aren't comfortable giving Klay Thompson a certain number.
Wow,
I think.
Man.
It's what it's got to be, right? At 888-957-9570.
Would we call this, Evan? You grade this for me. And Stoddy, it just popped up when you said terms of enclaimment. Stoddy had said to both teams, Klay wants his terms. The Warriors want their terms. I said, terms of enclaimant.
Three.
Yeah, you took too long. It's really a two.
No, I did it on purpose. That's what's known as laying out on purpose so that maybe the listener in the car is like, Steiny can't believe goo again. I'll give you the three.
Yeah,
I'll give you the three. I'll give you the three there. That's fine.
People say it too.
That's fine. But here's the other thing. Let me just ask you this. Do you, and listen.
Because I'm emotionally involved in this.
When I say do you, I don't necessarily mean just Guru. I mean Warrior fans. Do you think that the report was accurate that he turned down they turned down $48 million.
No doubt.
For a 2-year extension at basically either 23 and 25 or 24 and 24.
No doubt about it. So that's why this has to be more. He's probably thinking it's Dre got 25. That's some nickels and dimes more than what they offered. But Stoney, there's no doubt Klay bet on himself and said,
but
I shot 38%.
Did he win?
I think he might be thinking he thought he won.
I think you're right.
Now he might
win. But I don't know that he did.
If Orlando comes throwing 30, he won. But when you say, did he win? His terms, I believe, is getting 30 or something. And being here.
Well, I mean,
let's think about what you're asking me, man.
Let's just ask Warrior fans that. So Klay Thompson this past year was making $42-43 million. Before last year, the Warriors said we'll tack on $48 million to the 43. So no matter what would have happened last offseason, he was still going to make $43 million this year. Had he re-signed that extension, if it were real, and I'm going to believe it is for the sake of this discussion, well, then Klay would be under contract next year for $25 million and the year after that for $23
million. Yeah, no doubt.
And at that point, you'd be like, wow, the big three's kind of wrapping things up together. But if Klay Thompson, here's my question to Warrior fans. If Klay Thompson turned down a $48 million extension for 2 years, did he make it so that he deserves a raise because of the year he had? Mm. After the year Klay Thompson had, he turned down 2 for $48 million. He then went out, bet on himself, and had this kind of a year. Should he make more or less?
Wow.
And should he make more or less from the Warriors? Is Klay Thompson going into Joe Lacob and saying, look, I turned down 2 for $48 million. I had a hell of a year. Now I need to be paid 2 for $60 million or 3 for $80 million. Something like that.
Wow,
and then
man.
What do you do if you're the Warriors? And you know what? This may be called speculation, but the reality is it's based in what's really going on right now.
Juan Cruz on the YouTube chat just stole my thoughts, Donnie. That's a big issue. Mm-hmm. On do the Warriors feel like you had the same year you think you had? That right. is everything.
The other thing is if you were going to give him 24 last year and or last summer and he had this kind of year, maybe the Warriors are saying, hey, Klay, 24 years too much for you.
That price
that
would
has
have
come
me
down.
Scrub my socials, Donnie. Like you're telling me that?
I mean, I just... Obviously, something's going on with Klay Thompson and the Golden State Warriors. Something's going on with Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers. And we're going to be talking about it. I mean, it is interesting,
wow,
and I'll be the first to say it. I mean, the social media part of this generation is something that no media had to deal with 20 years ago. I mean, you had guys that would tell their buddies something, but their buddies didn't necessarily go shout it to the media. These guys are able to control their own message,
yeah,
and they're doing it.
And I know we're up against it. Mm-hmm. To take it off just the pro athlete, you got daughters, I got kids. They were once teenagers in this new generation, Steiny. Could you imagine the pressure I used to feel going to Logan to keep up with the Joneses with my clothes and all the other stuff? Imagine what these teenagers and kids are doing now, but even the athletes, man, the respect that the contract symbolizes. So I don't know what's going on, man.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. As a Warrior fan, how does it go over to you that Klay Thompson has unfollowed the Warriors on social media, taken down some photos of he and his teammates? And if you're the Golden State Warriors, what do you do? Did Klay Thompson have the kind of year where you give him a little raise off the offer of last year, not 888-957-9570. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer today. You ready to unload on me? Simply going to a strip club is not unprofessional.
I want them to send a message.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we're talking about Klay Thompson, so I'll share another piece of news. And there's actually two pieces of news. One is the news that actually is about Klay Thompson. And the second is I learned how to pronounce a word today that I've never pronounced right. Here it is. It's from The Athletic. As a decision on his NBA future looms, Klay Thompson will join the Bahamian national basketball team for its training camp in Houston this week, sources said. He's not expected to get clearance and compete for the Bahamas in the Olympic qualifier this summer, those sources said. But anyway, Klay Thompson is working.
So what was the word you didn't know how to pronounce?
I thought it was Bahamian.
Uh-huh.
I just would have assumed it was Bahamian.
Oh.
But we appreciate the honesty. Like, I knew that. I'm not saying no because I knew that. I'm a little disappointed. I thought it was going to be a hell of a word. Like, okay. Evan was like, what word? Yeah.
I mean, I'll admit, Evan goes, he got a little piece of news with Klay. I'm like, what? He's like, he's playing with the Bahamian team. And I'm like, the Bohemian team? What? Who are the Bohemians? I mean,
Southern.
Houston Rockets have a boatload of cash. Klay in Houston.
I'm
he
not
might
mad
be meeting
at that.
With
the Rockets
whoever replaced Daryl Morey.
Well, what about the other Draymond? What about the other post he put up Saturday, Clay?
It was. I'm not caught up at all.
It was like a vent court in L.A. I call it Venice Beach because it had water. It was, and he said, "Boy, do I miss this place." So it's L.A. I'm like, I've been saying Lakers. Dad works for the Lakers. He's from there. Hey, but I get it. Everybody's emotional. Nothing to see here. We're making up. We hacked his account. But this is a big deal. What I'd like you to do before you go to the phone, Steiny, is answer your own question. Do you think Clay's year constitutes a raise from $24 million that he was offered?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to play it from both sides. Naturally.
Shocker.
If I were the Golden State Warriors, I would not say, well, you know what? Clay had a pretty good year. Let's bump him up to 30 from our original. No. Could somebody else do it? Yes. I would not pay Clay more than $24 million
if I'm the Warriors.
They're in a tough spot.
No doubt about it.
If the Orlando Magic or Philadelphia 76ers can touch $30 million a year and the Warriors are at 24, 25, I'm sorry. That's not home discount money.
No doubt.
It's not for me. And I don't think for Clay either. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole idea of a hometown discount, the only guys who take a hometown discount are guys who take a hometown discount.
Ohtani did it.
Some guys don't.
Tom Brady did it.
I mean, God love him. Steph Curry never took a hometown discount.
He got his chicken.
Tom Brady took a hometown discount for whatever reason. What we know about Clay, it doesn't seem like he wants to take a hometown discount.
Sacrificing.
Exactly.
You fill in the blank.
Exactly. So, Clay Thompson right now, kind of in limbo.
I do have to add this real quick, Steiny. Right. We're assuming it's about money. What if it's about what we talked about a little bit in regard to role?
Might be. I mean, it's fair.
But which one's more important? Nobody's going to give you 30 to come off the bench. Well, but if you want 30, and so he could be losing both ways, the number and the role. What if that we find out that the Warriors were like, you know what, we like you coming off the bench. And we're not going to give you 30 for that, because that wouldn't make fiscal sense.
But let's talk about Clay this past season. He started, then he went to the bench, then he started. So what I think is if he wasn't crazy about coming off the bench, he bit his tongue. And he still came off the bench.
Right, okay.
And then why did he come back into the starting lineup? I don't think it was because of injury.
He got hot.
Podziemski wasn't injured.
He started playing better. He was shooting better.
Thank you.
I think.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So I do think if I put myself in Clay's spot, I do say, hey, Clay, you know, we'd love you back, maybe coming off the bench. I would say, why? Why am I coming off the bench?
Oh, no, me too.
Because we started, then you put me on the bench, and you obviously didn't see the results that you wanted to see from that lineup because you put me back in the starting lineup. So why would I come back and expect to be a sixth man next year for the Warriors?
Damn. And Uncle Looney again, Stoney, I got to throw him some love.
You got to be careful, though. Too much there.
I got you. Dubs paid Poole 30 to come off the bench. I'm mad at
He was 23 years old with his whole future in front of him.
No doubt about it, but that is a fact.
Klay Thompson is 34.
This is different. And we're talking about pride. Man, Stoney, where's this thing going? And again,
5-1-0. Curry took 4 for 44, and you know what?
That
was no hometown discount back in the day.
And that was a different Curry then.
That was a Curry. That was the peg leg Curry.
Yeah,
that was the pirate. Yeah. He's playing on one leg.
I hope he don't hear, but yeah.
Why?
That was a shot. The peg leg. Peg hit me. I don't know why I said that. In no world does a basketball player want to hear anything about his game or body. Peg.
It's in the past.
Yeah. Shout out Peg Bundy.
Let me tell you something about Steph. If he were listening there, you know what? He giggled.
You think so?
Oh, he definitely giggled at that. And then he probably said, that guy's such a D. But I bet he giggled.
He got a podcast, him and Pops.
Oh, boy. Oh, jeez. I got no interest in that podcast, Goo. I'm sorry. None. I don't.
The biggest reason you say
because
that.
Because I don't find either of those guys truly compelling.
Curry?
He's the nicest guy in the world. He plays everything down the middle. He's complimentary of most things.
Well, on the podcast, they talked about when he went at a fan
because the heckler said something in the 2013 playoffs about Aisha, and Steph talked about it. Was
let me guess, Steph said, "Do not, please don't say that about my wife."
It would not. Ooh, it had a little more.
That's worth 40 minutes.
Yeah. He was saying it, to my face. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Steph.
Steph was hot.
Steph has a human side. Yeah. I mean, listen, Steph's the greatest. And I would love for any of my daughters to marry him. He's the marrying type of son-in-law you'd love to have. But I wouldn't. I'll bet you that podcast ain't breaking into the top three anytime soon.
So now we're going ratings? I don't know. I like hearing Steph talk.
About what?
Life. One of the greatest interviews that you and I have ever done, I believe, is getting that guy to open up. He opened up for us. We were in a concert. Opened up in regard to giving us some insight to what makes him tick. I hear everything. For that thing came
and
from
we,
that.
We knew that.
But not nah,
because before, thank you, Evan. Evan was there.
But see, that's where you got to put the breadcrumbs together. Long before he ever said, "I know everything," he dubbed himself the Petty King.
Yeah.
So we already knew. Pull. It might have been confirmation. Yeah. Evan's got this grin on his face that I want to wipe off so bad.
Probably about Friday. Dude, yeah. Maybe we'll do a podcast on that. The day
now that
was.
I would listen to. Okay, and you know what? When we do this, I do sometimes understand that people listen are like, "What are you talking about?" Well, I'll tell you what we're talking about. It's on Friday. Great week. I thought it was one of our best weeks ever.
I missed two.
Well, I missed it. You know what? I missed a day too. You missed two. Evan stepped.
I'm like, I'm hurt, but go ahead. Evan's incredible.
It was one of our best weeks because we utilized everybody. Everybody contributed to the win. And it was one of those weeks you look at the box score.
Load management.
It was one of those weeks you look at the box score and like, boy, Steiny averaged 23 this week. Goo 22. Evan 22. Look at the K man at 19. Yeah, right. And we're like, no wonder we won.
Who showed up, by the way, after we left? K made a cameo.
They let him in. It was packed. Did you have to get by a bouncer?
Oh, he went and met him.
Yeah, I had to go to the ship. I wasn't at the ship.
My bad, K.
So we go to our favorite establishment, the Old Ship, and it's a normal Friday, and we're not thinking too much of it. Yeah, some people in there, certainly not empty, certainly not packed. Next thing you know, one by one, here come people, young people.
Boy.
Men, women, 25, 40, 35, black, white, yellow, green, purple, every color, every age group. It was it was unbelievable. So I, of course, don't talk to anybody in that situation, but Goo's a little more loquacious.
You were so close, you had to talk.
Yeah, I know you did.
Evan looked like he was telling tourists what to do. Like, you had to talk.
So we're like, what is going on? This place is packed. They used the phrase that I'd never heard before, and now I know why I've never heard it, because it must be an indication of the kind of companies I work for.
Which is?
No shade. So, apparently, Friday, June 14th, is bonus day. Bonus day.
I didn't hear this.
Absolutely incredible.
It's normally the 15th, but the 15th was on a Saturday. Apparently, it's the first check after June, the June 1st check, where some great companies... What? Give their employees half their bonus.
Come on, man.
It was.
Is that what that was about?
They were celebrating bonus day.
What a concept.
And they were all there because they'd received all
That's
their bonuses.
That's why everybody was nice and happy
exactly.
and over-talkative.
Exactly.
Like, I wanted, like, no, my lips hurt.
Exactly.
And wow.
So, you know me, when I hear something like that, I got questions. So I'm like, okay.
How much?
Well, of course. I said, not every employee gets a bonus. I mean, come on. And the woman or the man, I can't even remember, said, no, everybody. Everybody.
Wow.
And then I said, well, how much did you get?
Oh, my God.
And she wouldn't say. And I said, I'll bet it was more than like $2,000.
Possibly.
She's
laughing. You were fishing.
$10,000? Is it more than 10,000? You got more than 10,000? No, I'm just kidding.
I wouldn't want to know.
We didn't have to know.
People that you.
The bottom line is we all put our wallets away.
And it worked because everybody in that place was happy.
Anyway. Hey, Odyssey. Bonus day.
Send the email. You just did your survey.
Where's the suggestion box? Somebody get me the suggestion box. Bonus.
That's tight.
Well, we did just take a survey.
I know we did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, took you like 2 months.
You're not the boss of me.
Nah, but
I'm saying if you had waited another month, you would have been able to actually add a suggestion that could last help to do the rest
it.
Of
I appreciate
us.
You, Evan. I was like, well, he's in a good mood. I ain't going to mess with him. Can we turn the golf thing, the U.S. Open off, Rory?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
He did his own sideshow in the parking lot. He didn't talk to reporters. And, dude, no, he burnt rubber. That's what made it worse.
I think
he's going to cry when he get in the car.
Okay, so what? Are you one of those guys that laughs at men who cry?
No.
You laughed at Adam Morrison, didn't you, when he sat on the floor of the Oakland Arena after UCLA had outscored him 42-0.
Nick Sirianni, I cry at. The national anthem's being played in the Super Bowl, and you're crying. Focus. Come on. You got a game to win. Those are crocodile tears to me.
Adam Morrison's in his own category.
No,
though.
Not
He's
like
breaking
Adam.
Down as the game was still going on.
Dude was a diabetic.
Well, it all
man
happened right in front of his eyes.
Yeah.
That was. I
got respect
watching
for
it.
Him, man. Dude yeah, was like a baller. It. And he was a diabetic, hooping.
Hmm. Yeah. So, U.S. Open golf yesterday, Bryson DeChambeau won. Rory McIlroy finished in second. McIlroy missed two chippies. I shouldn't say chippies because people think they're chip shots.
Would you like to hear the call?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Here we go.
Because a lot has come out of this now.
Excruciating.
So he missed two out of three makeable
a decade
putts.
Worth. Like he's got ghost.
You need to be careful here.
On this
talking
course.
Talking golf.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm in it. I got old notepad.
I mean, ghosts. Here's what I said to Goo said, boy, I said, well, Rory's Steph Curry. He's got four titles. He's got four majors. Yeah, he let one slip away. Oh, boy. And you know what? He messed up. He is going to live with that one forever. He does have four majors. Here's my thing.
I want to fight you on, is he still like with Tiger or Jack be Steph?
Oh, well, okay. My point is he's won the big prize four times.
But he struggled at this course.
I guess so. I didn't realize. Right. But he shot better than 145 out of the 146.
Oh, no. It was there for him to win.
So he didn't really struggle at the course.
Two or less putts. Steiny.
Yeah, he missed.
Evan and I can make those, think, right?
No, not necessarily. Right. But pros make them. I'm not going to stand up for him and say he didn't do this, didn't do that. Couple things, though. He didn't talk to the media. So what?
Yeah, I'm not.
Who cares?
You don't hear me say anything about that. I don't
Who
care.
Cares? Okay.
And what can you say?
My point is this. We hate when athletes are fake. We hate it. Oh, he's fake. But then a guy misses two monster putts on 16, 17, and 18, and he's broken. He's wrecked. Clearly, he's despondent. And he's like, I just don't want to, I can't deal with it.
Right,
now.
I hear you.
You know what? He'll deal with it in a week. He'll deal with it in a month, and he'll come out and he'll say, you know what? Should I have talked? Yes, I should have talked. But in that moment, I was so upset, I don't think I could have made it through. What's wrong with something? Yeah. Good. Don't do it
I don't think
then.
He's getting a lot of shade for...
Nah, a lot of people.
Oh, okay. Steve.
Yeah. You know, you got to be standing. You got to
face the music.
Yeah, and I understand that sentiment. I do. But...
He was hurt, man.
He was hurt. Nobody would begrudge Steph Curry... Not coming to the podium. Now, you might say, well, Steph would always come to the podium. And you might be
And that's
right.
what makes him Steph.
Well, and would Clay come to the podium?
I can see him not. Yeah, 50-50.
Draymond? Eh, I don't know. Yeah. And that's my point. Okay, he didn't come to the podium. He should have come to the podium, but he didn't. Who cares?
I don't think Clay Thompson went to the podium after the play-in game.
I was just going
Well, that game never happened, so the press conference never happened
well,
either.
Well, the Warrior fans, it did happen. Gosh.
See, that's the thing on social media that actually was the biggest thing for me was when you said that Clay responded to somebody on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that was Evan.
Do you have that in front of you, Evan, when he said that about the...
Someone posted a comment. It was like on a previous picture. It wasn't on one of his recent ones, but it was something like, oh, haha, over 10, blah, blah, blah. And he responded by saying...
This is great.
Eat your greens and get some sleep. And basically just killed him with kindness. Like,
that's
it was,
what I'm doing nowadays.
But he did respond to somebody.
Didn't he use a term for him that was kind of funny? Like a slugger or a champ? Something like that. Eat your greens, youngin', or something like that. Anyway.
Young buck.
That's what it was. Young buck.
I just want to know, like DeChambeau or even Tiger Jack, what do you do after you win the big tournament like that on a day like Father's Day? Do you go pour a shot of whatever you like to drink, whiskey, yes, whatever? You go eat? Or you just, what do you do?
Well, Kevin?
Do you do you want to know what he actually did?
Yeah.
Because he says, well, I'll party, but I'm not going to drink. He goes, I'm going to have as much chocolate milk as I can, though.
Those guys are different.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if DeChambeau doesn't drink.
Because party means different for a lot of different folks.
Yeah, I mean, if Rory had won it, he would have been drinking last night.
Or doing whatever.
I don't know if DeChambeau drinks or not. He might have.
Chasky told me he lost some weight, too. He got big.
Well,
he put on some.
Well, he's kind of at the forefront of muscular golfers. Yeah. Really work on strength, although they all do now. Tiger did back in his day.
But Rory did. Like, Rory was a
no doubt
twig
no
when
doubt.
He won his first U.S. Open.
And let's be honest, at least up until yesterday, I think Rory was more well-liked than DeChambeau. I was pulling for Rory.
Oh, man.
But DeChambeau.
Evan Putty was dope. I was with him. I was like, I'm feeling this. We were watching.
But Bryson DeChambeau has turned his image around.
So how many is that for him? Do you know off
two,
the top?
Two
oh, wow.
Majors.
So Rory's got four.
Yeah. But Rory hasn't won one in about 10 years now, but he's knocked on the door. It's the nature of golf. I do want to. So I was thinking about that today. So Rory McIlroy, like, this is what I always say. Sometimes you get beat, sometimes you lose. He lost yesterday. He had that thing, and he lost. Sometimes you play well, and you get beat, but he should have won that game.
No, that was his tournament to lose.
Yeah.
All right.
Matt Roy was more upset about some hecklers telling him to go back to his home country. Well, there's some USA chants, for sure.
I'm noticing hecklers getting a little more loser and louder on the golf course.
Of course they are, because people like you continue to unfold
them. Now,
what
people like you? I wouldn't heckle. No, seriously, at a golf course?
No, but here's what you like to do. You like to go on social media, and when someone sticks it to somebody else or has a good one-liner or puts them down, you're the one, like, with the prayer hands up or the applause meme, because you approve of that.
Oh, boy, man. Oh, man.
I mean, golf's different, though.
New York Times said he choked. Well,
I need to see the context.
I got it right here, but
okay,
it said
read
choked.
It to me.
Give me 2 seconds.
Because I'd be surprised if an editor let that word in, unless it were a quote from somebody.
Could be a column.
Yeah, yes, no, that's what it was, Evan. It was a column. Yeah,
there you go.
But the choke was in the headline.
But
an opinion piece.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Give me a second.
And we were talking about this yesterday. Golfers get treated unfairly because it's just one guy. In basketball, like, it's... So you have to finish the round. I liken that to, here's what I think, Rory. I don't think he missed 4 free throws like Nick Anderson.
Yeah, you said that earlier.
But here's what I think it was.
There's some of it in there, though, Stoney, because they were chippies.
Here's what it was. It's
2 of them.
It's Rory's on the Warriors, okay? He's got 2 free throws with 11 seconds, with 9 seconds left, and the Warriors are up 2.
Yeah.
He makes both, it's over, pretty much. But he made 1, okay? He only made 1. So now it's a 3-point game. He could have put it away to 4. Okay, so now the other team comes down and
ties.
Maybe they get a quick 2. The other team comes down and get a quick 2. They're still down 1, and they're going to play the foul game again. And they play the foul game again, and they foul
Rory
with 4 seconds. He makes one of two again, and then you get beat by a three. That's kind of the way I look at it, which any way you look at it, it was very similar to when Clay talked about the time he missed two free throws and he went home in his uniform.
I'll never forget that one.
Okay, when was it?
Who's early it on. Clippers. Yeah, I think it was the Clippers.
That was Denver. I don't know. You just said you'd never forget, so I thought you'd have a detail or two. Yeah.
Next question.
Thank you.
But, like, if you're a pro golfer, you've let stuff slip away. Like,
but you guys are the golfer, pro golfers.
They're more likely to let something slip away, or they're more likely to miss a putt and another guy make it. To me, it's more a part of the game of golf. In basketball, if you're feeling pressure, you know what you do? Just run to the corner.
Mm.
Just don't touch the ball.
Right, right.
Just let Curry do it.
You don't have that option.
Let Curry dribble and take a bad shot. And if I'm standing in the corner, I'm not going to get blamed for it.
So I know what Evan thought about Rory's performance and what word he used to describe it. You not being on social media, when Willard and Dibs get in here, is there any doubt in your mind from what you know of your two friends that they'll say, nah, Rory didn't choke, but it might have been something else? Or do you think it'll be that zest of what's on social media? He choked that.
I feel like it'd be because he wasn't leading. He was down by a couple strokes. He was playing incredible. Like, he birdied 4 of 5 and then kind of fell apart. So it felt like watching an underdog team in the NBA, say, their star player going for like 30 through three quarters and then just getting shut out in the fourth. Like, they were in the position to win because of him, but he also needed a little bit more and he didn't give it to you.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to look at it that way, he entered the fourth quarter. He was down. They were down about 10 because I think he was down 3 strokes. He made a run. He tied. He went ahead. And then he couldn't sustain it at the end.
Yeah.
Hey, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. There is something about Rory losing it and how that compares to somebody in a team sport losing it. And what we think of him. I mean, can we compare Rory McIlroy to Chris Paul III or Barkley or somebody who...
Dan Marino.
Yeah, or Dan Marino. Or is Rory more elevated because he's already won a few majors? All right, 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment sponsored by Meineke Car Care Centers.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.